So right now we're going to do what we do every Friday and take a look at some of the other news trending this week. It includes reaction to Republican Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama. He challenged climate scientist and president of Woods Hole Research Center, Philip Duffy, on the scientifically accepted theory that seas are rising because of polar ice melt and rising temperatures. This was in a House committee meeting. Representative Brooks told Philip Duffy it could be dirt falling in the ocean.
What about...
I'm pretty sure that's the White Cliffs of Dover,
California, where you have the waves crashing against the shorelines, and time again, you're having the cliffs crash into the sea. All of that displaces water, which forces it to rise, does it not?
I'm pretty sure that on human timescales, those are minuscule effects.
Well, Twitter erupted. Let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English in Washington. Femi?
Hello there, Robin.
A lot of scientists weighing in. What are people saying in response to this?
Well, let me just give you the context. This actually happened in a House committee, and the House committee was Science, Space and Tech, and how technology can be used to address climate change. But a lot of the conversation got stuck on, well, is climate change even real? And what might be the reasons for rising seas? Mark Kelly... Let me tell you which Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly, that's the Navy combat veteran, retired NASA astronaut, that Mark Kelly. He says, sad that some members on the science committee in the US House of Representatives don't believe in science. So he's commenting directly to Representative Mo Brooks. And he says directly to Mo Brooks, I'm sure there is an open desk in a fifth grade classroom somewhere in your district. Ouch.
Ouch. What else?
Political capital. So Representative Mo Brooks, he represents Alabama. Also running is Peter Jafrian. He's running for Congress for Alabama. And he says to Mo Brooks, only Democratic challenger, that's me, I intend to provide better leadership for our district, including leadership that listens to our scientific community. So in terms of what tech, new tech did they discuss? Not that much. But in terms of how much science does Representative Mo Brooks know, that created a storm on Twitter.
Okay, well, there's that. It's still ongoing. You can join in. Another story we've been watching, supporters of open access to the Internet had a big win this week when senators voted to repeal the FCC's decision to end net neutrality. These are the Obama-era rules that don't allow Internet providers to slow down or speed up access to or charge more for certain websites or apps. That fight now goes to the House for a vote. Republicans want to move this control of the Internet from the government to the private market. But what are people saying about, you know, the Senate vote?
So to Twitter, and this is where I found out that the vote had actually gone through. Enclosed Grandad says, we won. Hashtag net neutrality. This hashtag has been going around for a couple of years because this conversation has heated up the closer we've got to the point where net neutrality may no longer be the case. Senator Ed Markey, who's been rallying the cause for net neutrality, is very important. He tweets out, the people are saying we couldn't win on net neutrality in the House are the same people who just 5 months ago were saying we could never do it in the Senate. Ignore them. Just keep fighting. It's going to be a tough battle, but we'll follow this because it's by no means definite that net neutrality is going away or even staying.
So we'll keep an eye on that story. But many people, I want to get this in, many people are reacting on social media to that video circulating of a white lawyer in Manhattan threatening to call Immigration and Customs Enforcement because people were speaking Spanish in a restaurant. This is New York attorney Aaron Schlossberg. Let's listen.
Your staff is speaking Spanish to customers when they should be speaking
English. Very violent. I mean, sometimes they do.
Every person I listen to, he's spoken, she's speaking it. It's America.
This has just gone crazy. And Schlossberg touts his own fluency in Spanish on his website of his law office. What's happening here?
There's lots of video now of that particular attorney being followed around New York by people in the press, asking him, is he sorry? Does he take back any of his comments at all? And Greg Hoban comments on one little bit of video where Aaron Schlossberg is trying to hide from the press. And Greg says, it must be awful to be accosted by a stranger when you're just trying to work and go about your day. Little bit of snark there. But the big conversation is going on about once somebody ends up on social media and they're berated, things start to happen without them perhaps having a right to reply. We've seen this in many, many instances. So Julia Loffey on Twitter says that Alan Schlossberg doesn't seem to be a very nice person, but does that merit harassing him in the street, kicking him out of his workspace, having people try to revoke his legal license? All of these things happen.
Yeah.
And then Julia Carrie Wong says in response, and this really sums up the debate on Twitter right now about him, this is an interesting way to frame what is happening to Schlossberg, since it is so precisely mirrors what he has done or tried to do to others.
We should say, the company that leases office space to him has terminated that agreement. So a lot going on with Aaron Schlossberg.
The wrath of netizens unleashed on him.
Femi Okeh, host of the stream on Al Jazeera English on what's filtering through social media. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this is Here and Now.